Here's a short recording to remind you about the initial breathing space mini meditation. So there are two or three things it's useful to be clear about before you start. So one would be, we're going to begin the exercise by reminding ourselves why we're doing the practice. So we know that repeated use of these kinds of meditation exercises literally change the brain. They help to rewire. They help to change attentional processes. So one thing I remind myself is there's a training function to this. A bit like physical exercise, repeating it is important. A second thing I like to remind myself is that there's a quality about strengthening and resilience. So we know that this is a emotion regulation, emotion management, stabilization technique. And thirdly, there's a quality of reconnection to our values, reorientating to what we're about in the world. So at the moment, I'm playing with a variety of words, but the three that I'm using, just to remind myself as I start the exercise, are something like training, resilience, connection. I suggest you think a little bit about what one, two, three words you could use just to orientate the why of the practice as you start. Then we move into, if you're in public, you can do this exercise as you get experienced, as you're walking down the street, as you're standing in the bus queue, as you're in the train. These are all possible. But when you're practicing on your own, I do think there's value in sitting tall, erect, open-chested, as you would when you're doing a more formal, longer meditation. Then we move through two breaths for the legs, two breaths for the front of the body and arms, two breaths for the back, neck, head and face, simply observing. This is mindfulness. We're not trying to change anything. It's what's my internal weather just now. In the observing of that, a bit like sunlight on snow, there may be change. But we're not trying to produce change. We're not trying to stop change. We're just being mindful. Then breaths 7 and 8 are naming is taming. Naming what the internal weather we've noticed has been. How is our body? How are emotions? Our mind? What word or words would fit fairly well for how we are just now? And then the last 4 breaths, I would appreciate a couple of breaths, probably focused in the belly area, that remind us of the importance of self-direction, autonomy. And so the sorts of words we might use would be self-direction, autonomy, authenticity, truth, courage, something along the lines that emphasize, that reconnect us to the importance of living the life that feels right and true for us. And then a couple of breaths, probably with our focus now in the chest area, and we're going to use words that link us to benevolence, universalism, So words like compassion, love, or loving, caring, kindness. So find a word or words that fit for you in this area of opening our hearts. Okay? So I'm going to talk us through the actual exercise, but a little bit more stop-start than when you do it normally. So sitting tall, open, reminding ourselves of why we're practicing. So I'm going to link right now to training resilience, reconnecting to our values, to what we're about. Now, slightly slower, fuller breaths. A couple of breaths, don't start quite yet. A couple of breaths, scanning, feeling into our legs, the lower part of our body, from our waist to our toes. In your own time, a couple of breaths, really feeling in to the lower half of the body. Not trying to change anything. What's the inner weather? How are the muscles? How are we feeling? And don't start quite yet, but in a moment, a couple of breaths for the front of the body and arms. Again, really feeling in. What is the state of this, of myself, of this organism? So a couple of breaths, front of body and arms, go ahead. And in a moment, we'll do a final couple of breaths in this scan for the back, neck, head, and face. So do that now. And now the naming is taming. So what has your state been over these six breaths? What word or short phrase feels like it fits for how you are just now? Sometimes the body, the state of the organism, kind of bubbles up a word or words into the mind. Sometimes the mind needs to look down into the body and come to some kind of conclusion, some kind of description. I find that sometimes it's more one, sometimes it's more the other. They're both fine. So take a couple of breaths to name silently inside. And when you've done that, we're going to take a couple of breaths, don't do it quite yet, into the belly area. And remember, something about self-direction, authenticity, truth, self-direction, some word or words that remind you of that in this area of courage and strength. Couple of breaths. And lastly, a couple of breaths into the heart area, opening. This is benevolence, universalism, caring, compassion, love, tenderness, kindness. Use a word or words that really fit for you, what you'd like to nourish and connect to in how you are in the world. Couple of breaths now. So that's the 12 breath sequence that we're starting with. Please try and practice it 3 times a day. Link it to established events, times in your life. So I practice after breakfast, after lunch, and in my bath at night, or in my bed at night. So look and see what is likely to fit for you, and do your best. It's probably helpful, at least when you're starting, to keep some simple record of how you're doing. There's the record sheet that you can use, or some other way of noting, but try and keep a simple record of how often you practice and anything you learn, anything that's useful to note as you go through. Thank you.